State lawmakers are still looking to wrap up work on a new budget this weekend. Sean Crawford has more.
The talking continues as House and Senate Democrats try to finalize how much to spend for schools, universities, and human services. House Democrat Gary Hannig.
There's a view on budgets in general that nothing is really agreed to until everything is agreed to. So until we come to a final deal, it's hard to say that anything is really agreed to.
Even so, some smaller spending measures move through the House on Thursday. Hannig predicts the remainder of the budget could pass that chamber today. If the Senate agrees, lawmakers could conclude their spring session during the weekend. That would allow Democrats to keep Republicans on the outside of the budget process. The GOP has complained the Democrats' plan, which will increase spending by at least $2 billion, is out of balance. Danville's Bill Black.
You can't run your personal finances this way, and yet you want to run the state of Illinois in this way.
The Senate has approved some ways to free up money, including restructuring pension debt, but House members have yet to sign on. Lawmakers could wind up letting the governor make the final call on what to cut from the budget and how much. I'm Sean Crawford.
Federal investigators continue to look for the cause of an L train derailment this week on Chicago's South Side. 14 passengers on the Green Line train were taken to area hospitals on Wednesday. None were injured seriously. Peter Knudsen is a spokesperson for the National Transportation Safety Board, and he says the full investigation could take up to a year and a half.
We spent about 3 to 5 days on scene, and then there's a lot of work that happens after that. That's actually the bulk of the work, where the investigator goes back to the office and does the research, often does many interviews, and may come and request more tests to be done on particular pieces of equipment.
Yesterday, the CTA released its own preliminary findings, blaming the train's driver for the derailment. The agency is storing the train cars at a repair facility for inspection. The University of Illinois is again serving as host to more than 800 firefighters, EMTs, and other emergency workers to help them hone their skills. The Fire Service Institute has brought in instructors from around the country for its annual Fire College. During the 4-day event, students will take classes ranging from entry-level training to hazmat monitoring. The Institute's Assistant Director, Brian Brower, says the event includes an open house tonight, giving the public an idea of some of the things they deal with every day.
We're going to have demonstrations of a liquefied propane fire. It's the only time folks can see a 40-foot wide fireball and not have to run the other way. Demonstrations of an automobile extrication. We'll have a rope rescue demonstration, a fire safety house from the Savoy Fire Department.
Brower says there will also be a demonstration showing two side-by-side rooms, one with a smoke detector and sprinkler, the other without, illustrating the value of that equipment. The U of I's 84th Annual Fire College is the oldest in the country. The only Hindu temple in downstate Illinois is located in Peoria, but organizers in Champaign-Urbana have plans to build a temple in their part of the state. They kicked off a fundraising campaign last night with a dinner at an Urbana hotel. AM580's Jim Meadows has more.
The Hindu Temple and Cultural Society of Central Illinois hopes to raise $3 million to build downstate Illinois' second Hindu temple at a site 2 miles north of Champaign. Sharda Panditi has been helping with work on the temple's design. She says she misses the presence of a Hindu temple that was part of growing up in the Chicago area.
Almost every weekend I used to be at the temple when I was in Chicago. And now slowly that influence, I can see how it's kind of waned away from us. And then I have a daughter here who's in high school who hopes to go to the temple and do her homework there. You know, the peaceful environment and all that. So I think, you know, the educational aspect of it for the next generation.
Panditi says that when completed, the temple will blend traditional features of northern and southern Indian temple architecture, much like other Hindu temples in America. The basement level will be used as an Indian cultural and educational center. Phase one of construction can begin once $1.8 million is raised, but Panditi says the features that distinguish the building as a Hindu temple won't be seen until its final completion. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The United Auto Workers has filed an unfair labor practice charge against Caterpillar because of a decision to ban smoking on all of its U.S. properties beginning Sunday. The union claims the ban goes against the guarantees in the company's contract with the UAW, adding whether workers can smoke or not should be subjected to collective bargaining. The dispute over smoking has Caterpillar officials worried about a possible strike, but a bargaining chairman says the UAW is not encouraging any work stoppage over the issue. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your Jerry's IGA stores on Kirby Avenue in Champaign in Sullivan and Maggio's IGA in Tolono. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35 and time for an in-depth look at weather with our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, and we'll be monitoring the weather carefully today because there is a possibility of severe weather later on. And Ed, do you have sort of a window of time when people should be particularly attentive?
I'd say through the afternoon and into at least the early evening. Probably you want to pay attention from noon until 9, and probably for the Champaign-Urbana area, the greatest risk is probably mid-afternoon through early evening. So paying attention from noon until about 9, and that's the window I think that we have the greatest chance of severe thunderstorms in the area.
And today looks like about the warmest day of the spring so far.
Yeah, indeed. So far this month,